Welcome to a new episode of The Taco. I'm your host, Joseph, and with me, John, the guy on the other
See,
side.
Why do you always refer as me, the guy?
Because you're opposite to me and obviously on the other side of me, so that's the way it goes. Anyway, today we have a guest. We call him Safe House, according to his alias.
Not Safe House.
Safe Cap. House. Safe House. Why not? I can't be more cringe than this. I allow people to go with aliases, but these days it's becoming too cringe.
I mean, they come up with stuff on this.
It's
what kind of title is that?
It's just a title because you own an anime TV, so you gave yourself
that
a title.
Like a title.
That doesn't sound like a title to me. All right. Okay. So both of us are admins to a group, and yeah, it's about gaming and anime, and you know. A crossbreed, something out of nothing. Well, a couple of people just said,
blend of both.
Do not speak until you're spoken to. Okay, so
authority. Authority. All right.
Some people said we should shout them out. So I'll give a quick shout out to Kid Berry, even if they kicked him out of the group. DTX, and then anyone. Then Mon Hanakai. I don't know that, if that's how to pronounce it, but yes, that's. So on to the episode. Shall be diving into gaming in general in the anime. Wait. Gaming in Nigerian space. Let's call it as that. So Safehouse plays a couple of mobile games. COD Mobile, basically. And Genshin Impact.
Genshin,
unless you've played
one.
Other.
I think that's two.
Genshin and the rest of them, basically.
The rest of them is what? Honkai Star Rail.
Call of Duty, Star Rail, Honkai Impact. Then there's one new game that people have started playing. What they call it? Blood Strike. Call of Duty Ripoff. Allegedly.
Okay, I've never checked it out to see if it's actually.
Not yet. But
okay.
It looks
wacky
at the moment, Sean.
So at this point, you've played Call of Duty Mobile. Wait, have you played on PC before?
Mobile, how did I play it on PC?
I'm asking if you've played the one on PC.
Yeah, not Call of Duty.
Okay,
not
the PC version. Not yet, PC. But I've seen some clips, but I've not played the PC version.
I see. So you're just a mobile gamer then?
I've played some PC games.
Oh, okay. Like what?
But
exactly?
Old.
How
Everybody
old are we talking?
Age of Empires. Like 2007.
Okay, yeah, I think I heard of that one.
That is far.
The GTA series.
Oh, not bad. It's not strong. It's not strong. I was hoping to hear at least one of the Call of Duties. At least, you know, since you're an admin.
I don't think that's a criteria to be.
It's a criteria. You can't be playing only mobile games and, you know, lead a couple of people that.
I mean, games. Your favorite is a PC game.
It's a.
Even Candy Crush can be a PC game.
It can be, but it's not. It shouldn't be.
Candy Crush is too weak. It's too weak to be called a PC.
See,
game.
You need something that takes your RAM to the brim, takes your RAM to the extreme.
Your laptop has to seize a couple of moments
exactly.
In the middle of
your
the
RAM has to work
for you to know it's a game.
Exactly.
You get
gaming on PCs currently. Most people are not even doing it because of they keep buying weak PCs.
Yeah, we only have weak PCs over here. If you want to try to, if you actually need to
yeah,
buy
some
something,
people are doing custom PCs now.
Yeah, those people are differently.
You mean the rich kids?
Exactly. No one has the time to actually
exactly
look for low spec PC parts for budget you get. So what's the use of stressing yourself? Just find a decent laptop and just play the games it can play. And just yeah,
laptop is sweat.
Good stuff. Yeah, laptop is a lot of stress. Coming from someone that plays on laptop, it's tasking. Very tasking. You have to be looking out for your fan. For your
true.
Space, for a lot of things, guy. Your keyboard, self.
I feel like if you continue playing heavy games on a laptop, the laptop is not up to standard. The laptop will just off one day and never come on again.
depends on the game. I've seen that happen to some people, but depends on the game. If you gotta overshoot yourself now and download the new Spider-Man that just came out for PS5, yes, definitely your laptop smoke and off. But you see, we take it down a notch. Just go back to like the first Spider-Man or so.
We'll go to Ultimate Spider-Man
or Far Cry 4. Yeah, Far Cry 4.
You're just about to say 6.
No, I'm about to say 6. You can't try 6. Well, yes,
try 6.
Well, yes, some things like that. You just take it down a notch and your laptop can manage it. Okay. So, Genshin Impact. What do you see about Genshin Impact? Is it something hard to get into?
Genshin is more like a cross between casual gaming and still some levels of intense gaming. It's an open world game, obviously. And the way they do it, since it's cross-platform between both PC, mobile, and PlayStation, the game has a kind of edge above all other games because any updates you are using for the PC version, those on mobile will get it too. Just that your phone has to be decent enough to play the game. So because of that, it's like you are living the life of PC gamers on mobile.
Is there like a main aim in Genshin Impact, or just world? You're just exploring the world and fighting monsters.
It's not just exploration, basically. The game has a storyline. It's like an anime kind of storyline. His sister are world jumpers. They jump from world to world. Then when they came to this world, they were stopped by one of the gods in Celestia that separated both of them and put him to sleep. Depending on which character you pick, the brother or the sister. So now, he woke up 500 years later and his sister is now apparently fighting for the bad guys. So your goal in the game is to eventually reunite with his sister. But currently, we have just been going from nation to nation, trying to figure out things, asking the gods of those nations whether they know anything about his sister. But they just basically use us to walk. After I finish walking, some of them will tell us they have no idea, or they have been contracted to keep quiet about the whole issue.
He helped. Wow, that's bad. So you go through all those stuff. At least your characters are leveling up.
It's like slavery with no reward.
True.
Exactly.
So between Genshin Impact, Star Rail, and Honkai, what's the other one?
Honkai Impact.
The third one, Shaq.
Honkai Third.
Yes, that one. Which one is the best out of those three?
Genshin is currently the best. I'll say Genshin is the best. So that I've not played the other three. Honkai Third is like the forefather of Genshin. They are similar, like their fighting style, the world is similar to Genshin Impact, but Genshin is like a better version, not like Warzone. No, Warzone was a flop, but like an actual improvement to the game. So Genshin came out after Genshin. They brought Honkai Impact, Honkai Star Rail. But I think the reason they made Honkai Star a turn-based and not fully open world is so that it's not been direct competition with Genshin Impact. To still have, to still be able to gather their own audience. But now they're releasing another game again, which might actually be in direct competition with Genshin. It's Endless Zero.
So wait, you were saying Warzone is like a flop compared to COD Mobile.
Basically a flop.
But isn't that just for now? Right now, it just came out.
It just came out, so there's still some bugs.
It's a problem that it came out like this, because how would I explain this? It doesn't make sense that they are releasing their game and the game is already flopping, because they already had a beta test. Even if you are going to flop, the flop is not supposed to be this bad, as bad as it is. The graphics are looking very
bad. Yes, trashy. I've seen the graphics. It looks like blocks.
Graphics is nonsense. It's lagging on good phones. So if people can't play the game, what is the point of the game? What was the point of the beta test in the first place?
Well, just to get people excited for Warzone.
Just the hype, guy. Yeah. They wanted the hype. They wanted that cash.
And then they've already started nerfing Call of Duty Mobile so that their game, Warzone, will do better. But
how do you know that?
I'm still going to be downloading mobile. They removed Alpha Trash.
Oh,
they removed Alcatraz from Call of Duty.
Wow, that's a major map, actually.
How the hell did they just move a whole map just like that? Shall they are the ones that own the game.
Because of Warzone was coming out.
Well, but I feel like
Warzone... I might just go to the I was going to say I'll probably just go to the place to rate Warzone 1 star.
Well, I feel like people are beating you to that. Oh damn. But Warzone, doesn't he have like the capacity to be able to be better than COD Mobile? Don't you think?
Normally, it's supposed to have the capacity because it's like the case with Genshin now. If I've already created Genshin and I'm working on a new game, I'll be able to fix the major issues people had with Genshin. That's what Warzone was supposed to do. They're supposed to make it a far better version of Call of Duty Mobile, because they said Call of Duty Mobile was a test. Somebody said Call of Duty Mobile was meant to be a test to see if Call of Duty can work on mobile phones. So Warzone was the actual launch plan. But now that they launched the way they launched, they have lost trust. So, and even if they want to fix the game, it might take time for people to consider even reinstalling it again.
Yeah, it'll take
and
a
many
lot
people
of time
are now switching over. Many people are now switching over to Bloodstrike because of the Warzone flop.
That's their issue. Eventually, they'll
just abandon the Call of Duty Mobile that they were on before, just because of the Warzone that flopped.
They'll go back now.
Yeah, exactly. They'll go back, but they are going to Bloodstrike now.
Yeah, just for variance.
But they were also contented with the Call of Duty Mobile before.
Like, yeah, I think either they are going back to Bloodstrike, you know, have to like get back at Warzone, you know.
I see.
Something like that. Or there's something in Bloodstrike that's... unless there's something in Bloodstrike 2 that might actually be good. And we don't know. So, moving on to something anime related, since we have lack of knowledge in games and...
Apparently.
First-person shooter games.
This is not a different mobile game.
We have knowledge in other games, but like, first-person shooter games,
we have some knowledge in like PS4 games for sure, but these mobile games like first-person shooter and COD in general.
We are just a little bit not so stable there. So moving on to something we are stable in.
Masters.
Anime. Anime. So we're going to be trying to look at my anime list and go through their top, depending on where we stop, 1 to 20 or 1 to 10, and see if we can.
I think it might be good if we reach like 30, because I'm seeing a lot of nonsense in that 30 area.
Calm down. We don't need your takes now. We're about to start this.
I don't think we need takes at all at this point.
The main reason I brought you here was because of one thing you said about Fullmetal Alchemist. So now, moving on, before we reach Fullmetal Alchemist, we are judging whether each anime on my anime list deserves to be where it's supposed to be, and if there's something better that's supposed to be there, even if this is all based on popularity.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right. First is Free Red.
Of course it is. Why not? It's supposed to be there. Shut up.
It recently overtook Fullmetal Alchemist, and hopefully it's going to be there for a while. I pray it's going to
be
there.
Exactly.
What's that supposed to be? It should be there because
all right.
Yes, undeniably, yes, it is better, but you know, next is Fullmetal Alchemist. Now, what do you have to say about that?
Fullmetal Alchemist.
Yes.
Because of Fullmetal Alchemist, there are other anime that should even be like, if they are going to rate the anime, Fullmetal Alchemist would be like around 35.
30 what?
People like it. Okay, wait, let me see where the 7.0 rating starts.
Oh my goodness.
He just said 35.
35.
Not top 10, just 35. 35. 30.
A complete anime like Fullmetal Alchemist.
Has he watched 35. It?
He has watched it. Complete.
It's like 100. Like number 100 position.
What the hell are you saying?
People are rating anime too highly on this site.
Yes, they are. But 100? That's too much, bro.
What does Fullmetal? Maybe it's too much. Maybe
that's too low.
But what does Fullmetal Alchemist have going for it?
It's complete. It has almost anything you need in an anime,
the beginning to the end.
Does it have romance?
Yes, a bit. It's not strong on romance, but it has a bit. Edward and that girl. That's
his childhood friend.
That's poor. Naruto Inata was better, and Naruto Inata is mid.
No. Naruto Sasuke was better.
What the hell?
No, let's not go there.
So, you're agreeing to the ship of Naruto and Sasuke, no?
Well, that's what was happening throughout the whole anime, guy. But yes, Naruto and Hinata was quite mid in sense. She barely talked or anything, so it was like this weird one person.
I think it was possible. That was based on her character, no?
I know it's based on her character, but at least at this point,
they had a backstory.
At one point, yes.
The entire Fullmetal is the backstory. They started from when he was young, when the mom was even still alive. The mom was the backstory. It started from the origin till the end. So
doesn't make it better. It makes it
complete.
What's the nonsense complete, you are trying to talk
about? Doesn't matter. Does complete make an anime rank number one?
Complete makes an a lot. Let me gather my thoughts. Complete makes an anime above most of the things that are out right now. Yes.
The main issue I have with Fullmetal Alchemist is that it's not enjoyable enough. There are many mid anime that they release that have more thrill than Fullmetal Alchemist.
Like what exactly? Let's start from there.
Oh, Jujutsu Kaisen, eh? I feel like it's coming up somewhere. It's coming up somewhere.
Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm never going to compare Jujutsu Kaisen with Fullmetal Alchemist because they are not even on the same level. I'm looking for.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Wait.
I agree.
They're
not on the same level.
They are not on the same level. So who is higher first?
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh. That brings us to the end of the.
How is JJK higher than Fullmetal?
Jujutsu Kaisen.
There's only
Jujutsu
one
Kaisen
JJK.
Is lacking. Jujutsu Kaisen is lacking in story. Lacking
yes,
in story,
it's,
definitely.
It's lacking in story.
And
yes.
This year, new season was actually pretty mid. It was just fighting and fighting. At the point, it got tiring. You enjoy it.
From the beginning of Jujutsu Kaisen, it was just fighting. There was nothing like a story.
No, in the beginning, it had something. They were actually doing something, giving us some story, some backstory.
About who?
This new season. Yuji's. Is it friend or sister that got marked by a curse or whatever? No, Yuji. Sasuke.
That's Sasuke boy. Megumi.
Megumi's backstory. Megumi's father naming him according to it, like giving him a woman's name. And then they still had this mystery, like Megumi's secret powers and all those kind of things in season one. So it was not bad. Season two now was just like, let us just bring all the action in the manga and back it into season two. It was actually
nonsensical
in a way.
I have news for you, my friend. From now on, it's just going to be that. It's just going to be that, basically. Fighting.
And the anime is not going to go anywhere. It's not going to go that far then.
It is still going to
make money, but
exactly.
Not be seen as one of the best.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Fullmetal Alchemist is complete. For God's sake.
Fullmetal Alchemist.
It's still in your memory up to now.
Someone told me Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. I checked my anime list. I saw it ranked number one. I was like, wow. They have sugar cartoon heads, but this anime might be good.
Oh my goodness.
So I kept the anime for ages, thinking, okay, I've actually watched most of the popular anime that has been released. I was just like, okay, I'm finally going to get to the Golden Goose. This is one of the best anime, and I've not watched it yet. And I opened the anime, and then, 20 episodes in, I was really tired of it. I was thinking of just eating the full thing.
I believe
it got that bad, but I just said, let me finish it because it's one of the OGs. Let me just finish it. It thing got good again around them. There were arcs. Fullmetal Alchemist is not bad. Like I said, it's a 7. I rated it a 7, which is not me.
I know. But the way you put things above it is what is making this very controversial, you know?
Yes.
JJK can't be above Fullmetal Alchemist.
Okay, see.
He can't.
Some of the emotional moments of the film were kind of forced. Like that woman that lost her child also, and Edward that lost their mother. They were now so concerned about the possibility that they raised the mother from the dead. And that they would have killed her a second time. That's rubbish part. They made it so emotional, like it was actually something important.
It was important. Yes, I know
wasn't
the part
that
you're talking
important.
About.
It is the plot of the entire...
It's the plot of the entire freaking series.
Anime, yeah.
And you know, they didn't explain that. They didn't explain who he resurrected.
Man, I'll check on that later on. But I believe they did in a way that you understand. Maybe it was actually their mom. but something happened.
Oh, what about Edward saying that he's never going to use the, what do they call those stones again?
Philosopher's stone.
But he ended up using it.
Well, things happened that led him to use it now. What else?
Then what was the point of the whole journey? They could have gotten Al's body in the beginning of the series. We wasted our time, basically.
It's like you right now saying that I'm not going to use this power, this power I have, because it's going to help me. I have this power. If I use it now, it's going to help me. But for me to use it, it's going to take something from me. My stance, my ideals, my beliefs. It's going to go against everything I go against. So why will I use it now? That's why later on, he ended up realizing that he has to use this stone. And that was because of his situation. So it wasn't that he decided, okay, I'm going to use it now after some chill, after some chilling in the park or something.
Yeah.
It was out of situationship. It was like, there's no way I can get this done unless I use this stone. Even if it goes against my ideals and everything I know or believe in, I still have to use it. And now, you know, I used it.
Why did he not use it for Al? What was the point of still saying I'm not going to use the Philosopher's Stone? The author even gave him an easy exit when they did. Actually, they actually did well with their equivalence, exchange, whatever that they did in the anime. Like,
you keep on bringing good points, and you yourself, you know, Fullmetal Alchemist is good. So why is it lower
this
than
issue? This is issue. This is issue with Fullmetal Alchemist. But you can have a story that makes sense. The author did well. The story was okay. But is that not what a mid TV series is exactly? Is that not a mid show? The author did well, okay. Yes, Fullmetal Alchemist author wrote well. We know that. But was it exciting? No. Wasn't exciting enough.
It's not an exciting story. Fullmetal Alchemist is not an exciting story. It's a story of regret, basically.
It's a lesson.
Fullmetal Alchemist is not an exciting story.
Yes, even it wasn't advertised to be an exciting story. Something that was advertised to be an exciting story, for instance, is like Demon Slayer, not something like that. Something for excitement. Jujutsu Kaisen is just fights. That's not excitement, it's just fights. I'm looking for something that had excitement. Like, the whole story was based on maybe something that will make you happy. Okay, Kaguya-sama, yes. Based on two people trying to fall in love. Admit to each other that they like each other. So, yes.
Very wholesome.
Exactly. Wholesome excitement. That is something that brings excitement. Fullmetal Alchemist was about regret about what they did in the past due to negligence of society.
You know.
So, you see
a story that is... Mm-hmm. That's not just well written, but it's still good that you respect. If it was a story like that, that was number one for how many years, I would have been okay with it. I've not finished Monster, but when I just got Monster from somebody and I watched the first 3 or 4 episodes, and upon Monster is a very old anime with mid graphics, I was actually in my mind I respected the author because he was doing very well, and I've not even gone through the 100 episodes. But Fullmetal Alchemist could not even get me excited from episode 1 was not even that exciting.
I think I know what's happening here. The fact that you held Fullmetal Alchemist in high regards before you watched it is what makes you have low expectations or makes you think it's low or deserves.
Even if I didn't keep Fullmetal Alchemist in high regard and I watched it, the difference would be that when I watch it, I'll just be like, the anime is not bad. But when somebody will ask me, is the anime supposed to be number one? I'll be surprised that people voted it number one. I don't understand the Fullmetal Alchemist fans that put it number one in the first place. Attack on Titan was better than the last season.
Attack on Titan is a different discussion. But yes, Fullmetal Alchemist fans are different, a different breed when it comes to keeping Fullmetal Alchemist number one. First of all, this is how we actually started up. During the time when Ma was out, Fullmetal Alchemist around that time was like that one complete anime that when you say number one or Ma, Fullmetal Alchemist, okay, yeah, it deserves it. Yeah, it's there. Time has gone by and a lot of things has come out that can be there, AOT for instance. But once you come back to Ma and you know you've been there for a long time, let's say the old fans that watch Fullmetal Alchemist around that time when it was
the most new, recent thing.
Yeah, the most one of the most recent thing, and they rated it like 10 or 9 or something like that. You see something trying to overtake it, nostalgia kicks in, and you'll be like, nah, I don't like this. Then everybody just gathers up together and just try to, like, you know, push it back up. You know, that's what it's say. That's what started happening, yes. So initially it deserved its position, but now, due to how the fans are just beginning to always try to push it back up, it has lost dignity and respect.
Exactly.
But it's still a good anime, even if you want to.
55.
Not 55. Well, okay. Let's just reach out.
Can I recommend Full Metal Alchemist to somebody that is new to anime?
Yes, that's good start for anime.
I don't know if person might not watch anime again.
It's a good start for someone to recommend to somebody. I believe so.
I don't really see what's wrong with Full Metal Alchemist.
Naruto is too long, and the person might lose vibe at a point. That is the issue.
Yes, Naruto also actually got boring at a point.
See, so that's the thing about Full Metal Alchemist. It has the right amount of length, and what do you expect? All I say again. And different things played into the mix, you know? Characters. Different characters that will make you, like, hate and like and different things like that. So I feel like that's why it's good. Yeah, unlikable characters and likable characters. So it's a good first anime to watch.
Full Metal Alchemist have.
Yeah, several.
Yeah, a lot of likable characters.
Like
the captain, lieutenant, the guy that has fire powers.
Mustang,
basically.
For it to even mention him first, it's problematic.
What do you mean it's problematic?
Because who doesn't like
number
Mustang?
One character, says, everybody likes Mustang.
It's like
exactly.
Saying, it's like I ask you who are the likable characters in Jujutsu Kaisen, and you mention Gojo first.
Yes, everybody mentioned Gojo first. Nobody's mentioned Yuji.
What the hell?
Before they mention Yuji, it's probably to like 10 or so, 15
exactly.
Maybe.
About the main car. Even that black guy in Full Metal Alchemist. What was the point of even adding him to this show in the first place?
That
his story
various.
Was kind of.
Just wanted variants.
I can't remember that guy anymore.
Exactly. So you see, sometimes authors just put some things into the mix, just like change it up a bit, you know. A bit. It doesn't work out most of the time, but it works out sometimes. Just like how, okay, that's a spoiler. Anyway, moving on from Fullmetal Alchemist. Steins Gate number three.
Steins Gate should
yes.
be number two.
What do you mean? Two is kind of really high.
Yeah, two is pretty.
It feels somehow it's being close to Free Rain that much.
Yeah.
It gets.
It does really.
It feels somehow.
For me, I feel like Steins Gate shouldn't be number three. I feel like it should be lower. To me.
Then which anime would you say should be number
two? What is number four right now? Gintama.
Gintama.
Actually, yes. I'm actually putting my ranking based on Full Metal Alchemist position. When I say it should be number two, I mean Full Metal Alchemist should be lower. Not that I actually supposed to be number two.
Okay. Well,
all right.
I'm moving from that. Okay. So does Steins Gate deserve to be three or lower?
It's supposed to be.
Or at least still be in top 10.
Yes, it's still in the top 10.
Okay. Yeah. So we have three options now. Top 10, lower, or where it belongs. Next is Gintama. Does it deserve to be where it is? Or
yes,
lower?
It does. Top 10.
Top 10, yes.
Gintama. Gintama has many episodes and
you haven't
specials.
Watched Gintama? Oh my goodness.
This is one of the
so many
main
episodes,
reasons.
So many specials.
That's the fun about it, guy. It's good. It's random.
The Gintama is the epitome of variance.
Guy, everything in it is just
every
pure.
Episode is different from
Gintama
the last.
Gintama has too many episodes in too many series in the top 20. They have like four different Gintama in the top 20.
Yeah,
like I said, the epitome of variance. Even has variants on the list of my anime list. So, what do you expect?
So, if we put all the Gintama together, at least they should be in top 10.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah, not all of them. Not all of them. If you put all of them, that would take all
okay,
the top 10.
True.
So, just put all of them in
top 10.
At least, yeah, but you haven't watched it, but at least you know peak when you are recommended.
Well, at least I. Yeah. Gintama should be where it is or higher.
Then AOT. I don't think we have objection here.
I don't think we can have objection.
What do you mean objection?
This is not the season where they started splitting it into parts.
Yeah, season that's, 3 parts. That's not going to come into consideration in Mal right now.
At all.
We're talking about AOT in a whole. Not parts or whatever they are doing.
But this was not... This might be the season. Was this the season where they recently discovered that there were titans in the world?
I can't remember, man. All the parts are too confusing for me to tell which one is which.
AOT speaks, so let's just... Even if it's not the correct season that is there.
I think AOT is the best anime to put next to Frieren. Or above Frieren.
Hold on with that thought. Actually, I'm not going to stand by that.
What else do you want to put in that place? There's nothing else you can put there.
Put above Frieren.
I didn't say above Frieren. I say it has the possibility to be up.
Love is what should be number two.
That is problematic.
Look at it this way. If you want to rate anime,
mm-hmm.
we can argue if Attack on Titan is the best in this general. We can argue if Fullmetal Alchemist is the best because they see Hunter, X Hunter, there's Naruto, there's Bleach, there's One Piece. One Piece fans never agree. But
okay,
when it comes to the rom-com side of things, there's no anime that is beating Love is War. Even ranks number one in my anime list for a long, was it not 2 months?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, but well, so which if anime you want to, that's the thing. That's for people that actually watch rom-com now. So if you bring it like to bring it top like this now, it's like there's going to be a lot of downvoting if you try to put Kaguya-sama really up. Like now, it's no more up
anymore. Downvote the anime too.
Yeah, if you have time to do that much. Where is it now, sir? I feel like they've put it down.
We'll still get to it. It's still in the top 20.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, Kaguya-sama can be up, but I don't believe it's been in too high up, like second. You're trying to be like it's second, but that's too high for Kaguya-sama, guy. That's way too high.
It is that Kaguya-sama has the potential of being high, but it won't be. It all depends on recency bias now. It can be high for a specific amount of time, but it still go low because it's already ended.
But it can still beat the time. It can still, it's aging, it's aged well. It can age well. Anybody from any point of time, a new gen or someone that's old that haven't watched it, will watch it and still enjoy it.
Yeah, but it's not up anymore. It was, but it's not.
I think one of the goals for today should be trying to find an anime that should be number 2 among the top 30 or top 20.
Number 2, AOT.
I think we should be able to.
AOT actually, has AOT to be is, high.
AOT might actually be the one.
Yes, AOT has to be it. Because what else do you want to put there? AOT has the possibility to be number 1. Even though Frieren is out now and having a lot of things better than AOT.
Yes, it does.
But it's not beating AOT in a lot of things too. Foreshadowing, suspense, drama, action.
But I'm surprised that a lot of people like Frieren. I thought it was maybe an anime that only me and some people would enjoy.
Yeah, I'm surprised people are actually watching adventure and fantasy.
You see, Frieren is a special anime that can bring anyone from any genre to like it. Simple.
Yeah. Or it's just the vibe it's giving.
And it also has
it's very different from what they have been releasing for a while.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe it's just the lack of something good. Something good is finally in the market. Something good is finally in the market. And
there have been a drought of peak for a while now. We finally found peak and now we are hugging it.
Okay, now next is the other Gintama boss, so skip that. Hunter x Hunter, according to some people. Top 10.
Sure, yeah, this has been top 10.
Yeah.
Still, I'm not saying it should be in top 10, I'm wondering if it should be in the top 10.
Are you wondering?
For me, it's good enough. For me, it is.
Hunter x Hunter. Okay.
It's a good anime to start from.
Yes, it's true. But the story is not complete.
That's the issue. But so far, with just the little amount it has, it's still beating a lot of things. JJK,
Human Institute number 7.
The anime was pretty well made. But there are some weird things like Hisoka.
And Hisoka, there's always that element of...
Hisoka is his subject on his own.
Yeah. Variance, again, as I said.
Top 10. I'll say top 10.
Next. Yeah. Another Gintama. Skip that. Bleach. There's an issue with Bleach, yeah? There's an issue with Bleach. It feels like something that should be in at least the top, or not top 10 to me, because of it is hard to get into. I saw this fact yesterday. No, I'm not talking about the specific Bleach. What if we see an anime, we're talking about it as a whole. General. Everything. Yeah, generally. So now, if I talk about Bleach now, it can stand the test of, well, time, because it's part of the big tree and people always bring it up. But watching it, it's going to be hard for trying to recommend somebody, because the person will have to go through a lot of things watching Bleach from the beginning.
Yeah.
Which will put it down a lot. Have you watched Bleach?
Nope.
Nah, no wonder. So that's the thing about it now. It's hard to recommend Bleach someone starting new. So it's just going to make it hard putting it in somewhere high, like top 10, or maybe even if it's top 10, let's say 10. Maybe that.
You're thinking of Bleach as a whole now, I'm saying it's not going to be in top 10 for me.
Yeah, me too. Initially, I started with it not being top 10. I was just like, if it's going to even reach top 10 due to lack of good things to put in top 10,
yeah,
it will be 10 at least. Next is something I do not know. What is this? How did he get up here? Ginga.
It's an OVA.
Yeah, OVA, yes. January 1988. What the hell? Damn, that's
test of time.
I was skipping that.
This guy aced that test.
So now, Kaguya-sama, finally. Well, if we're putting in top 10, what number are we putting it at? I go for 7.
5. At least 7.
I'll give you 5.
What do you mean 5?
I'll give you 5.
Man.
No. I'll give you 5.
Two against one. That's nice. Fruits Basket. Has anyone watched that?
Nope, I've not watched that.
I've watched Fruits Basket.
Does it deserve to even reach top 10?
I'll not say top 10.
Okay.
But if you're talking if you talk about something like Kaguya-sama, Love is War is mostly rom-com. But Fruit Basket is more like, should be the best in Slice of Life when you're talking about more of Slice of Life.
I beg to argue there's a lot of Slice of Life that should be better than Fruit Basket.
Like which one?
I don't know much Slice of Life, so that's the thing. Oh, we can bring up Snap.
What do you think should be better?
Origaru.
Origari!
What do you want to say about that now?
Yeah, you should.
Origari was kind of, to be honest.
I'm not talking again. Next up is Wanna.
This how it is. Origari, like Full Metal Alchemist. I had it on my list. Okay. When I'm done with all this Slice of Life, I will watch Origari. I found the anime first season, second season. Okay, let me not say mid. 6. No, okay, no, it's better than Full Metal Alchemist.
What the?
So I'll say 7. Am I having bias against Full Metal Alchemist?
Yes, you do. You have a very strong bias.
But the issue is Oregairu, my youth romantic comedy. Have you watched Hyoka?
I've watched Hyoka. Yes.
Hyoka was special. It was just one kind of chill anime that you just keep watching. It was calm. It was good, enjoyable. While Origari, I feel like if they continue to work out, I've gone far better. But I think they said the author won't alive in the studio, so the anime stopped. I feel like if it continues, that done well. But it's Origari tried to do something similar. But
it's not similar in any way.
The story feels jumbled together. Like, it's not strong.
How does it feel jumbled together? It is whole. It's just about
the whole thing with What is it about?
It's just about a guy not trying to get into a relationship and being in a situation that he probably has to, but he's also trying to avoid it. That's basically it in a short summary.
Did you enjoy it?
Well, yes, I did. Because the character kind of relates to me, so that's why I felt like I connected more to it.
The character and Hyoka should relate better to you.
I believe Origaru relates better. Think about it. Think about it very well.
But like season 3 down, wasn't doing it for me.
I think season 3 down, they didn't follow season 3, they didn't follow the manga. That's one thing I know. When I was reading the manga, it looked the same. Yeah, throughout from season 1 and 2. But season 3, I don't know, they started mixing some things up. Because there's not enough context, again, to even continue itself. So I think they started adding some stories on their own in season 3. Because almost the whole of season 3, I couldn't recognize it at all. So either the main stories... stopped at season 2 or even 1 itself, depending on how far it went. Because I haven't watched season 1, so it's red, I read it. So either the main story stopped at one point, and that's when it started having its downfall. According to you,
maybe the anime has a high rate in your mind because you read the manga. You should have watched during the anime so that you see how it is.
Okay,
well, I watched during the anime.
Let me not call it bitch. There's another anime that someone recommended. They were saying it would be better than Love Is War. Perfect Blue. Is it Perfect Blue? That was a weird anime.
Perfect Blue. I've heard that
movie.
Okay, the movie. Oh, there's no way it's going to be on the same pair with Kaguya Sama. And what else? The series.
Is it called Perfect Blue?
Maybe it's something not else. Perfect. Because Perfect Blue, the movie, is higher than Kaguya Sama.
Went to university at a beach. Okay, that one that they used to dive.
Grand Blue. Yes.
Mid-blue.
Is better.
Hold on. What did you just
say? Where is it on the top 10? Where is it on the top 10 list? To be like 150.
What did you just say?
Grand Blue.
How?
Grand
Blue. Where is Grand Blue? Grand Blue is not here. It's not in top 50.
It has to be here.
It is. It should be. Yes, okay, maybe. Okay. Maybe the anime. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Mm. Probably. Maybe the anime. It may not be in top 50. But the manga, I am perfectly sure. With all certainty that I checked Mao some a few while ago, like a couple of months ago, and this thing was like top 5 manga in manga category.
Maybe they continued the manga and it got better at a point.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah, way better. Bro.
Even the anime as well is still better than most I've watched. And this manga is part of my top 3 best mangas, actually.
I think the reason why people might put Kaguya-sama higher than it is because Kaguya-sama has more things in it compared to Grand Blue. Grand Blue is more of a strong comedy than romance in any way. In any way at all. You can't even call romance in Grand Blue.
No, there's a...
The romance in Grand Blue is more to push out the comedy than romance itself.
Yeah, to an extent.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the thing. That's why Kaguya-sama can be regarded as higher than Grand Blue. Next up is supposed to be, what do you call it? Your Name? Yes, I believe so.
No, it's not Your Name.
No, Silent Voice. Silent Voice. We're skipping Gintama, the ones we're born. Yes.
Okay, we're skipping Clannad.
Yeah, I think we're skipping movies, actually. But let's go to the series, actually. So the next one, Code Geass. Code Geass.
How did you get the code? You skipped three anime.
What the hell? How is a Procreate Diaries up here?
Apparently it's good.
You got a fantastic anime.
Fantastic indeed.
It would probably drop, but it was a pretty good anime.
So it's just this is your recency bias, right? This is definitely basically recency bias.
It's not recency bias, actually.
You said it's going to drop. Going to drop.
She beat Fen and Friend Ren in a popularity poll. The main character.
Which popularity poll is that? What popularity poll is that?
Surprisingly, for her to beat Fen, you should know how pretty lovely her character is.
I doubt.
The anime is okay.
I'm not watching yet, but.
The anime is good.
Moving from that, let's just say it will be below top 10, you know, because it's not going to stand the test of time. Definitely.
Yeah,
it's not. It's not even in top 10 currently.
Yeah, so Code Geass, should it where it is or go higher?
I've not watched this, so I don't know.
I've not watched the complete thing, so...
I watched the first two episodes, they had very weird looking legs, so I skipped.
You base an entire anime off the legs.
I mean,
it was weird.
Actually, it's actually weird. Right. It looks like ping pong.
They do a remake, I'll watch it.
They might not do a remake, actually. But people say it's good, actually. The first part that I've watched, it's good. It's the second part that I haven't watched yet to be able to cement where it actually belongs in on this list. So I can say that below, like where it is now, 20, it can stay there. It can stay there. But that's because I've not watched the other parts. The first part is decent, shout out to an extent. But there's a bit of cringe in it, you know?
A bit of cringe.
That smart character that can apparently outsmart everybody.
Mm.
That's the one cringe there.
Smug.
It's annoying in a way, sha. You don't give him too much of a downgrade. Except for...
I like the way they were doing... They have one kind of L and light thing going on.
Yeah, something like that. But there was no one else. There was no one else to compete with him. So just only him. That's the one thing about it. It's just watching anime. One really smart guy. It's just like Clash from the Elite. One smart guy, and everyone does not up to his level.
And I got this year's competition though.
I've not watched it. From where I stopped, it didn't look like he had competition yet. So
you're seeing season one.
Yes. No. Oh yes. Yes. One. Yes. One.
When there are two new seasons.
Shut up. I am not applying. I'm waiting for them to come out complete so that I don't watch everything at once.
I think that'll be a very long time.
I shall wait.
All right.
I shall wait.
Good luck with that.
But anyway, that's a quick rundown from 1 to 20. Other animes down here looking like I see they haven't solid enough to be top. But yeah. That is that.
I seen JJK season 2.
Never mind.
I think there's some anime we should mention that should be higher.
Like what exactly?
Violet Evergarden and Your Name.
Yes, I agree. Violet Evergarden.
It's hard to rate movies with series.
Violet Evergarden was a series.
I'm talking about Your Name.
Violet Evergarden. Oh, okay. This is but you say if we see the anime, we rate it as the full team, anime and movie.
Yeah, Violet Evergarden had this
anime series.
Yes, and the anime series is good enough to be high, but not top 10.
Not top 10. SA12. Not next to Motogari series. This is mid-ish anime.
Wait. There's a lot to discuss with you, but not enough time, apparently. So much meat coming from your mouth. It's hard to keep
that,
up.
That meat...
How to make the right judgment.
Okay, right judgment.
That meat tap is rushing.
It's always triggering me. As soon as I hear that meat, I feel this violence erupting in me.
Someone.
But anyway, that's all for the episode. Well, I've been trying to rate a couple of animes on Mal, see where they belong. This wasn't really organized well, but at least we get the rough judgment. JJK deserves to be quite low, so that's enough.
That's a good wrap up.
That's enough for me.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We'll rate the rest another time.
Yeah, we'll see about that. So anyway, check us out on Twitter, IG, YouTube, and comment down below what you think Warzone is compared to Tell the Mobile. If it has PUBG, a chance to become better. PUBG, yes. Anyone, skip PUBG. We're not talking about PUBG right now. But yes, comment down below what you think, and we'll see you on the next episode. Ciao.